Before we start today's show, I need to tell you that Rachel Cruze's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, is available to pre-order today. It's included in a deal that we have put together with over $70 worth of free bonus items. Go to stewardship.com to pre-order today.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, I'd like to welcome you to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. My name is Chris Brown. I'm your host. This is a call-in show where you call in and we talk all about your stewardship situations. When I say stewardship, I mean managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. All those blessings in our lives, not just money, but those relationships, those of you who are parents, that even means the kids. Everything that we touch, everyone that we talk to, they're all God's. Of course, we're talking a lot about money on this show as well. Of course, that's another thing that's God's, not ours. Kind of a news flash for some of us. I know, I have to remind myself of that all the time, that this paycheck that I received in an account, that's not my account. That's not my money. I get to manage that. Now, as we talk about money, you know, we can talk about money a lot and kind of get confused. And you kind of, you know, can subconsciously think that you are worshiping the provision. But we're not worshiping the provision. We're worshiping the provider by stewarding the provision. So again, we're taking your calls, 866-357-3283. That number again, a free call, 866-357-3283. And if you don't feel comfortable calling in, that's completely fine. You can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And, you know, I mentioned stewardship.com right there. Anything that you hear today, maybe you're driving down the road and I might say something or a caller might say something that just kind of rings a bell with you. Don't write something down while you're driving, okay? Everything that we're going to do here on the broadcast is going to live at stewardship.com. Everything that we do lives at stewardship.com. So make sure you check out that amazing website. Got a question for you as we start. Have you ever felt like you have very little? When you do the whole comparison game subconsciously, and some of you go, I don't compare myself to anyone else. No, you probably do. It's probably one of the biggest things that's plaguing our nation is this whole idea of comparison. But do you ever feel like you have very little? You're comparing yourself against somebody who might have a little bit more. You're comparing your reality against their highlight reel. Well, there's a huge opportunity for you. If you feel like you have very little, there's a huge opportunity. You might be thinking, what? I said little. No, but there's a huge opportunity. Check this out. Luke 16:10 says, whoever can be trusted with little can be trusted with much. So if you've got very little, guess what? If you're trustworthy with that very little, which, by the way, we probably, if you're listening to this broadcast, you probably don't have very little in comparison to the whole world. But if you think you do, that's a huge opportunity. Whoever can be trusted with little can be trusted with much. And we are all about delivering hope, and we're here to help with everything, with all of that, with the hope and making sure you stay hope-filled and making sure that you beat the comparison game. Obviously, with this show, we're trying to deliver hope. Another thing that we do, trying to offer some hope to you, is Rachel Cruze. I don't know if you know this or not, but she has written a new book, and it's called Love Your Life, Not Theirs. Pretty profound, right? Available in special pre-order bundle at stewardship.com. This amazing bundle includes over $70 of free bonus items for only $19.99. So go to stewardship.com. All the details are there, and you can pre-order Rachel Cruze's new book today. Well, we're taking your calls again, 866-357-3283. And Stacy called in. She left a voicemail, and I thought I would address it because it's something that we get a lot on the show. Does the 15% in baby step 4, does that include the company's match? And for our listeners, baby step four obviously comes after baby step three in Financial Peace University. So baby step one is to save $1,000. Baby step two is to make sure that you get out of debt and stay out of debt. Baby step three is to extend that emergency fund to 3 to 6 months of expenses. Then you get to baby step four, which is to invest 15% towards long-term retirement. What do you think? Does the 15% in baby step four when we're investing for retirement, does it include the company match or does it not? The answer is no, it does not include the match. 15% and then whatever they match is all bonus. That does not include the match because what if the match was no longer available? Okay, if it was no longer available, then you'd have to adjust everything, adjust your lifestyle, your budgeting. Maybe you wouldn't be able to hit 15% anymore. So begin to budget for 15% now. And I think it's good for us to have 15% of our focus, just 15% of our focus down the road, thinking long term. I think it's good for us. You know, ultimately, it depends on how much we want at retirement, right? You know, 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. It's a sowing and reaping principle. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. It's very empowering. So however much we want at retirement, well, it's up to us. Do we want to do 15% or do we want to do like 8% and then do matching? No, we want to do 15% and then get the matching on top of that. But question we get a lot, so I thought I would address it. We want to do 15% on our own and the match is in addition. This next call comes in from Sacramento, California. This is Edward. Edward, how are you?
Very well. How are you, Chris?
I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Well, we're on baby step two. We just recently purchased a home, and I have an opportunity to get rid of my PMI insurance.
Okay.
In order to do that, I probably have to put in about another, about $8,000 into doing some upgrades in the home.
Mm-hmm.
That'll reduce my payments about $600, but then I also still have one consumer debt left, which is about $7,000. And I could probably pay that off in about 6 months if I continue with my plan and then save up again to save up for the remodel or for the upgrades on the home. But I'm not sure if I should just take a loan out to upgrade and lower my mortgage payment or if I should just keep saving up and just eat that PMI until I can.
Yeah, what you're talking about here is you're going to do some renovations, get a higher appraisal, and then do a refi. Is that what you're doing?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I want you to take care of that baby step two first. I want you to take care of that $7,000 first because it's only 6 months, and I think you can knock it out in 5 to 7 months and get that done first.
Okay, and then save up again for home renovation.
Yeah, what's your income?
We make a bring in about 60, 65.
Okay. Well, that's really good that you're going to pay off $7,000 in 6 months making 65. That's pretty good. Pretty good intensity there. The thing is, the way that you wonder, should I do a refi or not? And that's really what you're asking here is, do you think it's a good idea to do a refi? Because all that renovations and appraisal stuff, that's all so that the refi is going to make sense for you so that you can not have the PMI. Here's the questions you want to ask yourself when you go to do the refi. Okay. And I still want you to do baby step two first, but for our listeners, whoever in the same boat, I want to address this. You want to do what's called a break even analysis. So let's say that the appraisal and the refi and all that was going to allow you to save $200 a month, not paying the PMI anymore. Okay. And the refi cost was going to cost you $5,000. Now, I know it's not going to cost you $5,000. It's out of pocket. They're going to tack it onto the end of your mortgage, but that really is $5,000 in real money. I can't tell people that enough. So you're paying $5,000 to save $200 a month. So what you're going to do is you're going to ask yourself, how many months is it going to take me to recoup the $5,000? And for that scenario that I just told you, it'd be 25 months. So if you're going to live in the home for 25 months or longer, then maybe the refi makes sense. It's going to save you either PMI cost, or it's going to save you interest rate. But we never do a refi just to lower payment. That's not the reason. We want to do a refi because we want to limit the amount of wasted money that we're spending, whether that be PMI or whether that be an elevated interest rate. Okay. So just for clarity for all of our listeners. But for you, let's tackle that $7,000 first.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've got an email here from Brian. He says, Dear Chris, I recently read Chris Hogan's Retire Inspired book, and it got me motivated, but it did leave me with one question. If I get really aggressive or really good with my retirement savings and I hit my RIQ number, my retirement number, the number that I'm going after to retire, and I do it by age 55, am I still stuck working until 59 and a half? Since my money will mostly be invested in a 401k and a Roth, because that's the number, that's the magic number when you can draw from that. Is there something I should be investing in before I hit that magical day where I can walk away from my job? Thanks for the guidance. This is a great question, really good question. A couple options for you, Brian. As long as you work, a lot of people don't know this, but as long as you work with your employer until the year that you turn 55, you can access that employer's plan without penalty once you retire. A lot of people don't know that, okay? Now, also, you can access the contributions part of your Roth without tax or penalty. So the contributions part, not the growth, but the contributions part of your Roth without tax or penalty. A lot of people don't know that either. Now, what I want to encourage you to do, Brian, and anyone else out there that this applies to you, make sure you check with your ELP tax professional and your ELP investment professional to get, obviously, the latest IRS regulations. I do not stay up on that every day. Okay, so if something has kind of been tweaked or turned in the last month or two or whatever, or the last 6 months, I'm really not all over that. I want to make sure that you guys talk to an ELP tax professional that does that every single day, or an investment professional as well on the Roth side. So, but I can't tell you enough, way to go. I mean, you're going after a 55-year-old retirement. As long as that doesn't mean you're going to be lazy in retirement, we don't want to be lazy. We want to still be stewarding our time and our energy and our talents, but it's just not obligated to a paycheck. Big difference. We don't want to just retire and lose our purpose. We still have purpose, but congratulations on the intensity. I love it. Very cool stuff. Now, obviously, Brian doesn't have this problem. He's very focused, but many times we make money decisions based on comparison to others around us, and that ultimately leads to harm, and we do make decisions that are not in our best interest. We hear about this in James 3:16, where you have envy and where you have selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Wow. Right? The envy and the selfish ambition, just ugly things, right? Well, that's the root behind comparison. The danger of using our money to keep up with everyone else is the exact topic of Rachel Cruze's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. She shines a spotlight on this damaging money habit that we have. And then she unpacks six other healthy money habits for living the life that we really want, without being buried under debt or being buried under stress and worry. So if you're tired of comparing yourself, either consciously or subconsciously, to others, and you're ready to put that time and energy into living the life that you want, then this book will show you exactly how. So quit comparing and start living. At stewardship.com, this new book is available in a special pre-order bundle that includes over $70 worth of free bonus items, including Smart Money, Smart Kids ebook, Love Your Life, Not Theirs Smart Conference Talk video stream, the Love Your Life, Not Theirs digital audiobook, and then also the Love Your Life, Not Theirs ebook. All that is all in one bundle and $70 value for $19.99 right there at stewardship.com. So be sure to make sure to stop by there today and check that out.
Thank you for joining us on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com.
or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to Chris Brown and True Stewardship.
From Charleston, South Carolina, this is Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Well, I was inquiring about a situation that my husband and I have encountered recently. We are following the Dave Ramsey program, and probably within the next 5 months, we'll be past baby step two and into baby step three. Probably about 6 months ago, calling him an acquaintance from our church, he actually married us 11 years ago, but our church is so large, he is more like assigned to us, and we've not really had a real personal relationship with him except for in passing. And he approached us asking us about, you know, are we happy with our financial situation? And said, well, we're following Dave Ramsey, and he knows about Dave's plan, and he's all for it. But, however, he wanted to make sure that things that we had in place were the best that they could be. So when he came over, he said it was a free evaluation. He wanted to know, you know, all of our finances, assets and debt and all that kind of stuff. But then he started to really talk more about life insurance and how he felt like we should definitely increase our amount, and that you know, he could help us do that. And we were like, okay, yeah, maybe, but let's talk about other things. But he kept going back to the life insurance thing. You know, with life insurance, as you know, you have to get like the medical, like a nurse come over and take your blood work and all that stuff to see whether or not you qualify. So he gave us the number, and they've been calling us to set up a time. But there's just something in my gut that makes me feel like this is, he's pushing it a lot.
Yeah.
And so the group that he works for, you know, he sent me an email with a form so I could be more diligent and specifically on what our debts and incomes and expenses were. And as I was going through the forms, there was a couple of questions in there that said, do you presently have life insurance? Is it term life insurance? And do you, is your representative a friend or relative, which I thought was weird on the standard form. And then he, in the form, it also said, if we can make make your life insurance better or whatever, would you be committed to do it today? Which I thought was weird. That sounds like high pressure.
Yeah.
So there are a couple other questions in the form that really wanted us to commit to something.
Yeah.
Within their group. So the name of his group, I don't know if I said it already, is called Primerica. I did Google it, and it is a multi-level marketing situation.
Yeah.
And in the conversation with him, I mean, I do make a considerable amount more of money than my husband. So when he saw that on paper, he said, you know, if y'all like what you see and everything goes well, maybe you, husband, can do this part-time and increase your all's income. So, again, the gut is telling me this just doesn't feel right or sound right, but long story short, we're wanting to know from you and or the Dave Ramsey entity, should I just, quote-unquote, nicely kick him to the curb?
Well, I kind of knew where you were headed with this one. But I wanted you to develop that because I feel like the majority of our listeners have been at that same spot before with it, and no matter the company. I haven't personally heard anything negative about Primerica. So this is not about Primerica, and my answer is going to have nothing to do with any organization specifically. Just like if you had a few bad apples at Walmart, you wouldn't throw Walmart to the curb. If you had a few bad apples at Nordstrom, you wouldn't throw Nordstrom to the curb. There's going to be some few folks, and I shouldn't even say bad apple, but maybe they had a day where their motivation was off. Maybe they had a day where they're trying to meet a quota and they came across a little bit too urgent. Regardless of why, this doesn't matter. That's between them and God. But you as a steward, you have a responsibility to follow that Holy Spirit conviction. God's given you a discernment. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. And so if you are in the middle of all this mix and there's just all this confusion everywhere and you're just like, oh man, I don't feel good about this. He wants you to have peace in this transaction or these transactions. So if your gut is telling you not to deal with this, a specific individual, regardless of whether they married you, regardless of their acquaintance or a friend, or it doesn't matter, you want to follow that gut because there are so many folks out there that can help you with this very same thing. And there's no need for you to do anything you don't feel good about because you need to feel good. You're a manager for the Creator. Right. So when you're managing for the Creator, you need to feel good about where every dollar goes. So that would be my, you know, and here's the deal. We've heard this over and over and over again for 20 years here at Ramsey Solutions. And so for us, we got fed up with it because we know there's a lot of folks out there making people feel uneasy. So we decided to do something about it. That's the heartbeat behind all of our ELPs.
Yeah.
Because we've already done all the interviewing. We've already done all the filtering. We've got all those folks out of the system.
Right.
And so we know we've got the right people. And because they, you know, we're all flesh, they can have a bad day like that. There's accountability on the back end where we're having ongoing conversations with them to make sure that customer service stays a priority. So that's what we've done on our end to try to help out our ELP program. But regarding this individual, no matter what the company is, I would definitely, using your terms, I would kick him to the curb.
Okay.
And hopefully that helps you out, okay?
It does.
All right.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. This next call comes in from Wichita, Kansas. This is Scott. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
Well, good. How can I help you?
Yes. I'm on disability. I've been for several years, but I've always done photography as a hobby and to help pay for some of my toys.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point, dollar-wise and ethically, do I need to go from a home hobby to a business?
Okay. All right.
And how? And not to also jeopardize my Social Security and Medicare.
Okay. I think you got to ask yourself, do I enjoy photography as a hobby or do I enjoy photography as a business? Because there's a colossal difference. One comes with some pressure. One comes with some organization.
Oh, yeah.
And one is just no obligation and have some fun. So,
Well, let's clarify this. That, I mean, I guess at what point would it be considered a business? I mean, how much money or income would I have coming in where it would have to be considered a business according to IRS and whoever else?
Well, I think, and you have to meet with one of our ELP tax professionals on this, but once you earn a certain amount, like it might even be as simple as low as $500, you need to report it. I know I used to be a referee in college. I refereed games for college money to get through college. And once I hit that $500 mark, I was sent a tax form. So I had to fill it out and make sure to claim it. Now, regarding your Social Security and how that affects that, I think once you get around 15 grand a year is where it starts to reduce. Not, you don't lose it, but you reduce the earnings on your Social Security. So every $2 you earn, they're going to reduce a dollar of your Social Security.
Right.
You're not going to lose it. They're just going to reduce the amount that you receive. So, and until you get to your new FRA, your full retirement age. So if you're kind of coming out of retirement to have a full blown income, that's what it will do. But you want to make sure you check with one of your, you know, ELP tax professionals to make sure you get the latest IRS regulations.
Okay.
But those are some things to consider. But I think it's once you get about $500, you got to start claiming it.
Okay.
I would, based on what you've told me, I'd stay away from the business and just treat it as income. I don't hear anything from you that's going to be formalized enough for a full-blown business, but...
But just report it as income?
Yeah.
Under what?
Yeah, and you... It would just be self-employment income.
Okay.
Yeah, and you internally can treat it as a business, but from a tax standpoint, it's just income at this point.
Okay. No, so I wouldn't have to get a tax ID or...
No, that's too complicated. If you're talking about like $1 million top line or something, then we talk about that.
That kind of clarifies the question I had.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, there's a great promise And it's the way we started this broadcast, Luke 16:10. Remember it? Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. So if you view what I just said, the 10% to the local church and maybe additional percent to Young Life, through the lens of not what you have to do, but through a promise that we're being faithful with little so we can be trusted with much, well, it changes everything. Folks, don't forget to pre-order Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, today at stewardship.com for only $19.99. And you will receive over $70 worth of bonus items for free. And folks, remember, our podcast is available too. So if you ever miss one of these broadcasts on the radio, don't worry. This is available. Every single show is available on iTunes and on stewardship.com. On behalf of Ramsey Solutions, I want to thank you for listening today. God bless you.